The views expressed in the podcast you are about to listen to are the opinions of the presenter and the cast. None of us are official representatives of the companies we work for, and we are in no way responsible for what we say. If you are offended or otherwise afflicted by these opinions, please push the unsubscribe button in iTunes and go do something else.
Animation Conversation Weekly Podcast for January 21st, 2009, show number 38. My name is Alan Dahl-Saxel.
And my name is Morten Everly.
And my name is Will Ashurst.
And we will be guiding you through the show. So this week we're back with our original setup. First, we'll serve you a hot dish of weekly animation news, and for dessert, it's time for our movie review. This week, it's the Walt Disney classic The Rescuers from 1977. But first, it's back to the tried and true ACP setup. Here's this week's animation news.
I was just wondering if you guys have... I know we're going to touch upon the Golden Globe Awards later on, but did you guys check out Paul McCartney's intro speech for the animation category?
Oh, is that available online?
Yeah, it's available at Cartoon Brew, and it's quite funny because he says... that wasn't a very good
He's
Paul McCartney.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah, but he said...
he's not French.
I have experienced... I love animation, that's for my kids. No, but what he said is... one of the funny things was, he says, animation is not just for kids, it's also for adults who take drugs. So that was quite funny. And he ends the whole thing by saying, let's take a look at the films that were animated by drug-taking adults. So I thought that was quite funny. And you can, as I said, you can check it out on... Cartoon Brew. But onto another topic, and this isn't really news in that sense, but over at there's a website called Letters of Note, which is really great. And they just recently, this Monday, they added this post with this aspiring young animator dude called Amir Avni, and he wanted to get in touch with John Kerfalusi. I can never pronounce his name correctly, but anyways.
Yeah,
so he sent in John Kay, if we're easy. And go check out his blog if you haven't already. I know we've mentioned this quite a few times earlier. But anyways, so he says, he writes to John and says he's a huge fan and sends some drawings from some of John Kay's less familiar characters. But he tells him, you know, of his plans of becoming a cartoonist or an animator. And it's just amazing to read the response that he gets. It almost got me all warm and fuzzy inside. I mean, he's really sweet. Like, he gives him advice, what stuff to check out. And it's really an elaborate, like, 4 or 5 page letter that he gets, like, handwritten that he gets back. So it's just, I don't know. It's just like a nice, what would you say, nice nod to, it's just such a sweet gesture, I think. And it's
to the community.
Yeah, and it's just so great to see people actually taking their time and answering young...
Not getting the normal just dismissive letter, isn't it?
So we'll post the link to this, and you should check it out, because it's just really sweet and heartwarming.
Great.
And a big thumbs up to John Kay.
Have you met John Kay, Will?
No.
No?
No.
What? What?
But you knew everyone.
No, I don't know. I've never been to America, so
you've never been to America.
You can't.
No, you should go.
I know. One day.
No, you shouldn't go. Well, you should stay at home.
Yeah. Save the environment.
Much safer.
Let's move on to the Golden Globes, because that was really the big news of this week, and no surprises there. Pixar's up one. The big one, best animated film. And they've given the Golden Globe to Pixar every year since they started handing out the best animated film category globe. Or yeah.
Do you know who they were up against?
I know they were up against the Fantastic Mr. Fox. That's the only one I know about. The reason I know that is that there's this Disney executive that commented on to a newspaper that Mr. Fox didn't have a chance winning against Up in the Oscars.
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah, and it was mentioned in the same article that Mr. Fox was up for the Golden Globe too. But I think that he may have to eat those words, because both the New York Film Critics Circle and the Los Angeles Film Critic Association named Mr. Fox the best animated movie of 2009.
But I think Mr. Fox, that's one of those, yeah. Either you really love it or you hate it. I mean, there's no like middle ground in that movie, I think.
Yeah, I think Up probably has a lot more appeal to the general market. But you never know who's in the Oscar jury. So they may they may go for Mr. Fox. I don't know.
I was just checking on the nomination.
Sorry, it's five this year, isn't it, for the Oscars?
It's five. Oh, five nominees?
Five or seven.
Yeah. Five, isn't it?
Okay, that is probably five.
Yeah.
15, I mean.
But the Oscars is being handed out in March this year, and you know why?
Why? Spring comes early?
No, because of the Olympics.
That's true.
I didn't even know that the Americans watched the Olympics.
Well, they've got a lot of winter Olympics.
Yeah.
They got the ice hockey, haven't they, and all that sort of thing.
Is that Canada?
And the US, isn't it?
I don't know.
No, they've got like a common league.
I'm not going to watch
it. I was just checking out the Golden Globe nominations for Best Animated Feature, and the nominees were Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, Coraline, Fantastic Mr. Fox, The Princess and the Frog, and then Up.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Which one are your favorites, Will?
I think Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. I haven't seen Princess and the Frog or Fantastic Mr. Fox, so I'll have to go with Up. But I don't think they're the strongest animation films this year.
No?
Ooh, intriguing.
So, I think Mary and Max, isn't it?
Oh, have you seen it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you have?
Somehow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good.
By the power of internet.
Yes. But it's being released here in Norway next month, or March, isn't it?
Yeah. And we can go see it in the cinema. I just saw it again, actually. It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's great. It's I don't know. I'm just looking at The Princess and the Frog. You've got the Miyazaki's film as well. I mean, that's
Ponyo. That's true.
Yeah, it's been overlooked so much.
That's a good point.
That is a good point.
Didn't even cross my mind now that we were talking about it. So,
how about you, Morten? Which is your favorite amongst those five? I would say.
I just saw Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, and we're gonna
next week. So
I know. That's a tough one. I'd say it's out of the five mentioned. It's definitely between Cloudy or Up or Ponyo.
Okay.
Definitely.
Is Ponyo nominated? Did you say Ponyo was nominated?
I don't know
when the Oscar nominations are out.
But that movie came out in Japan in 2008. But I'm guessing it's when it's on the American market.
Oh. Yeah, I've seen it on banners on film websites saying for your consideration.
The nominations were out in November or December, Will, if you were wondering.
Oh, okay. Right.
That was this week's news. Let's move on to this week's classic movie review. This is a clip from Disney's The Rescuers from 1977.
Walt Disney Pictures presents The Rescuers, two little heroes up against the wicked Madame Medusa. It's dynamite Disney fun on land, on sea, and in the air. only in theaters. It's a Walt Disney classic, The Rescuers, rated G. Now playing at a theater near you.
The Rescuers is Disney's 23rd movie. And it was originally released in June 22nd, 1977. It's directed by John Lounsbery, Willie Reitherman, and Art Stevens. And it was, there's like a huge, like the story credits on this is insanely long. It's the writing credits go to Marjorie Sharp, who wrote the original book, The Rescuers, and Miss Bianca, I think. But then there's like 9 story guys, all pretty famous, like Larry Clemens, Ken Anderson, Frank Thomas, blah, blah, blah. And directing animators on this was Frank, Ollie, Milt, and Don Bluth.
Don Bluth.
Yes.
That was his first gig, wasn't it?
And it was, this is probably like Milt's last movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's actually the point. Because it's the first Disney film that kind of combined the old guys with the...
Yeah.
Well, there was a mix, not just the old guys running the show.
And when did Milt Cole die? Was that in 79? 70?
Not sure.
I thought it was in 80, wasn't it?
Well, maybe it was. 81 or 80 or... But I think it was one of his last movies.
It was the last movie that the 9 old men worked together on.
Hmm. Or some of them.
87 he died.
Oh, that late?
Yeah. Wikipedia.
That's totally wrong.
Yeah.
You were all wrong. So you want to give us a recap of the movie, Will?
Yep, I'd read it off the back of the DVD.
Oh, great.
Ooh, classy.
That makes for
fun. Yeah. with high-flying adventure and delight charm, The Rescuers follows the courageous exploits of 2 brave mice to the marshy swamps of Devil's Bayou to rescue a missing orphan named Penny. That's enough, isn't it?
It is.
It is.
Yeah. I don't want to give too much away.
So, Morten, what do you think of the story?
I thought the story was okay. It's kind of... I don't know. It's I thought it was a bit like the opening is just. I just had a hard time getting into the story and didn't find the 2 mice all that interesting. To be fair, there's so many strong other characters in the movie. Like there's so many cool scenes in this movie. You got, like the scene with Rufus and Penny. It almost made me cry, and I'm 32, so it's pretty powerful.
Cry.
Yeah,
a good scene. Yeah.
And you've got Medusa steals the show every time she shows up. So it's like, and these are really powerful characters. But the mice, they just
And
like, why does he choose the janitor? Like in the beginning when he's stuck inside the flask, like it seems.
Because he makes the suggestion.
He said
a woman needs protection.
Well, that's
she can't go on her own, and then she that's looks true. To him. But that I mean that was just the one line, But
doesn't matter.
There's one thing that really bugs me about this film, and I have to get it off my chest. I think that the voice of Bernard, the male mouse,
it's bad.
I think the animation is overacted for the way he talks, because he's too energetic, and I think it really jolts the whole sort of performance and believability of him, because he's a really slow voice and not very willing to do anything, but the animation he's very energetic and
yeah.
I think that's quite interesting that you say that, because I didn't really think about what you just said, but I was going to say that Bob Newhart as Bernard is one of the best voice casting I've ever heard. He was really, really good as the mouse, I thought.
Okay.
But I don't know about the animation, if that was maybe a bit overacted. Maybe it was. Yeah. But
I think so.
But I really thought the voice gave the mouse a personality, and it seemed like he was really like it wasn't planned in a way, the animation, because of the voice. But that's really contrary to what you're saying. So,
but also, didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, because I think Bianca, the female one, she's very determined, and she's very fearless. Yeah, he's very hesitant and cautious, but you never really got that sort of dynamic in the relationship. And I just think that could have been worked on a bit more, because it later on the other Disney films that Wolfgang Reithman directed,
yeah,
with the Robin Hood, that's when I started to think the quality started to drop towards the bad 80s. And not that it is his fault, but you can see the budgets were small.
He did all the movies in the 70s, didn't he? And most of the 60s?
I mean, yeah, he did The Jungle Book. And
He was the major, he was the director at Disney. After Walt died.
Yeah, I mean, he was main a Jungle director. Book. 101 Dalmatians, which are two of my favourite.
Yeah.
But like Sword in the Stone and At the Aristocrat, Cats and Robin Hood. They're all really got loads of faults in them.
Those are some of my favourites, by the way.
Yeah. Robin Hood, it's... Ooh.
Yeah,
really
it's just a lot of reuse.
I really like the Sword in the Stone too, so...
Sucks. But anyway, what did you guys think about the beginning of the movie, especially with Bernard and Bianca, up until the point where they take the albatross plane?
Yeah.
Like the song number?
Yeah. The songs.
It's so boring. Like, to me, the opening of the movie, it kind of feels like a long date. Like, it just...
Yeah.
I actually liked the opening. I liked the scene with all the UN representatives, or whatever you would call them, the mice in the...
Yeah, that was funny. But what about the humans? It's just the animation on the animals is so lively, and then you got this the realistic human designs, and everything is just really stiff.
That was probably Don Bluth.
Ouch.
No, I think that was rotoscoped. All the humans in the background, those were rotoscoped.
Yeah.
It just stood out as really
all the
bad.
Other humans, you know, the humans animated by Milt Kohl brilliantly with Medusa and
That's actually an interesting point, because those characters don't look anything remotely similar to humans in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying it was a budget thing. They had a low budget at the end of the 70s. I think that hands down the animation in this movie is probably some of the best animation I've ever seen in any movie.
Oh really?
I'd definitely say there are scenes in this movie where you just have to take your hat off, because it's just your jaw drops to the floor.
And especially the scenes with Medusa and what's his name?
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Doggy Dog. Yeah, Snoop. Yeah, those are just insane. I like the animation on the mice too.
But what you guys think about the pastels in the beginning of the movie with the intro sequence?
That was kind of cool.
I thought they were really lovely.
Except for the music.
You didn't like the music.
I didn't like the music in this movie overall.
Because
this woman, I tried to look her up and find out who she was, but I couldn't figure it out. But it's just really boring. And I can't figure out, did they really think that kids would enjoy songs like these? Do kids enjoy music like that? Maybe they do. You have kids, Will.
You've got to remember, these were the only animated films being produced. So we get one every month now. They get one every other year, didn't they? So it's...
Sure. Yeah.
I suppose beggars couldn't be choosers then.
But what I really like about this movie is some of the slapstick humor. I think this movie is really funny, and especially the scenes, like things like when the seagull is landing,
it's kind of
trips over his head. I remember that scene from when I was a kid, and I still found it insanely enjoyable.
Even just the fact that when he's taking off and he's really like running out of breath.
Yeah.
I just find that hilarious.
That is really great stuff. And all the scenes, the action scenes in the middle of the movie, that it reminds me of something out of a Donald Duck cartoon. Like the shooting scene where she's shooting after them.
Yeah, yeah. And I love the crocodiles when they're trying to eat them and they get stuck in the organ.
Yeah, the organ, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's
something I remember.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
But don't you guys
now, there's some really outstanding bits in this.
Yeah, exactly. That there are scenes in this movie that are just insane. And then it's just the rest, some the other parts of the movie don't live up to it. And
yeah.
You end up remembering more of the scenes of the movie than the actual story.
Yeah,
or the characters.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's missing a little bit on the story side. It seems like it's any other Disney movie, slapped together like scenes from different Disney movies. The standard movie with, you have the Medusa characters, which you've seen in 101 Dalmatians just a few years earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Other movies.
Yeah, yeah. It did remind me a lot of 101 Dalmatians, the whole sort of the thriller aspect of it.
Yeah.
It was the same sort of outline.
Yeah.
That someone went missing and then someone went to try and find them and there was an evil woman involved. And as a film point, I think it should have just focused on the mice more. So it was from their perspective.
Sure.
And
yeah.
It would have been a much tighter film.
Because that's also another thing. I mean, even though the mice are kind of the main characters, you kind of feel like they're
left out of the movie after a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. But it was a good film. It did really well for Disney. So
did it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It cost about $1 million to make, and I think they made about $70 million on it. So.
Wow.
That's an incredible amount, isn't it? Really. So.
It is. So, do you have anything else to add, Martin? We should rate this movie. How do you think this?
I've got something to say.
Yeah, let's hear your wisdom.
It was a controversy in 1999 with the boobies.
Oh yeah.
When it was released on video, and someone put a frame of a woman with her boobs out in one of the flats. When Bianca and Bernard are flying through New York.
Was that in the original theatrical release, or was it just on the video?
No, it was put on the VHS release. Oh. So they had to recall all of the videos. But I mean, you can go onto Wikipedia. And... Probably, yeah. But
especially that guy got fired pretty quick.
I don't think they ever knew who did it. It's one of those, I don't know who did it, but... I can't see it on my DVD.
You can see it online.
But there's an image of it on Wikipedia.
Yeah, you can see it on YouTube, I think.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny.
Yeah, I remember that. It was a big headliner, even in Norway.
So, was it?
So, again, Martin, anything else to add?
Not other than this is definitely a movie that I'm going to go back and check out on the scenes and go frame by frame over and over and over and over and over
again.
And
I would like to see this on Blu-ray, and because the copy I saw was pretty bad.
And it deserves to be on Blu-ray, I think.
It needs a touch-up.
So where would you guys rate this on your review list?
Yeah, that was my question to you, Martin, but I could have a go at it. This is my number 1, 2, 3, 4.
You have Princess over Fantastic Mr. Fox?
Yeah. I'm going to have to see Mr. Fox again. I thought it was a good movie, but it wasn't quite up there. And there was something about Princess that really hit me in the belly.
Yeah, there's a lot of things on my list that I would change if I had the chance again.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm gonna rate this. I have such great memories about this movie, and this is one of the last movies that Disney made in kind of the old style, which I really enjoy before the Mermaid and all the movies that came after.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because this is when they started using the software to colour things. So this is one of the first films to pioneer, their cap system.
Oh,
so you can see it on Bianca, on her dress, that it has the purple ink line instead of the black line. So
It's really strange. Did you notice, by the way, that some of the lines on the characters were kind of faded away at times?
Yeah.
It's probably just because it's pencil.
Well, they were using their new, the new system, so I think it was sort of an introduction to it, maybe.
That was the main thing that really made me think, oh, this, they got to fix this movie. They got to fix the lines and the colors of this movie.
But don't they use the same technique on this as on like 101 Dalmatians, where it's drawn by pencil and that's what they use for the outlines? Or is it inked?
Yeah, but this was inked on a computer.
But yeah, they 100 Dalmatians, they did the drawings, and then to save money, someone would clean up over the blue pencil, and then they Xeroxed that onto a cell and painted on the back. So that's why you get that rough line.
But you do have a really rough line on this movie too.
Yeah, and I think that's what I love about these films is that you can see the volume, and you can see how they, sometimes you can see the keyframes and how they construct it.
You can see
it.
All of Milt's hand-drawn lines in Medusa's face, and that's really great stuff. But I'm going to rate it above Princess and below Wall-E, so this is my number five, my new number five.
Well,
I think it's above heavy metal.
Heavy metal? Yeah. Shocking.
I think just for the craftsmanship, it's going to have to be my top film.
Good.
Because that's where the dilemma lies. Like, are you going to rate it as a movie that stands on its own or craftsmanship wise?
You know what? I think it's a good movie too. I didn't mention this, but I like the movie.
I do enjoy it, but it's not as memorable as...
And it's got a great amount of action, and it's got a sort of a love story, and it's got everything.
Yeah.
All right, it's my number four.
Wow.
Above Mr. Fox and below Aladdin. There we go.
Hmm. And above Shrek?
Yeah, who would have thought that? Such a classic movie.
Next week we're gonna watch Cloudy with a chance of
with a meatball
with a meat of chance balls directed by Phil Lord and Chris Miller, and it's based on the book by Judy Barrett and Ron Barrett. I know you have seen it, Morten, so you're not gonna say anything. How about you? Have you seen it, Will?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
You have seen it, so I'm gonna have to go and see
and
it.
You can buy the Blu-ray and DVD on Monday from the UK.
Oh, really?
So it's only about being here in Norway for a week.
Huh. Have you ordered it already, Will?
Yeah.
Bastard. It takes like 2 days.
Say anything. I don't want to hear anything. So
how long is the shipping? Sorry.
Shipping.
How long is the shipping?
It takes about 4 days.
Okay,
that's good to know.
So I should have it here for the weekend.
Yeah,
right.
You guys maybe take this after the show. Is that okay?
Yes, not a problem.
I have dinner waiting for me. My wife is getting angry.
Oh dear.
Okay. So the only thing left is to round up this week's ACP.
And please leave us a voicemail on Skype. Our username is Animation Conversation. And remember to visit our swag shop. That is where you find your ACP t-shirts, mugs, and authentic ninja outfits.
Wow. Send us your tips, feedback, and whatever comes into your mind. That's at feedback@animationconversation.com. And please read the show notes. That's where we'll put all the links related to this show. That's it for this week's Animation Conversation Weekly Podcast. And until next time, have fun.
And
animate.
Good.